Sharp's Sword by Bernard Cornwell. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Part 1. Sunday, June the 14th to Tuesday, June the 23rd, 1812. Prologue. The tall man on horseback was a killer. He was strong, healthy and ruthless. Some men thought he was young to be a full colonel in Napoleon's Imperial Guard, but no one took advantage of his youth. A single glimpse of his curiously pale eyes, pale, lashed eyes, eyes that gave his strong, handsome face a chill of death, was enough to make men offer respect to Colonel Leroux. Leroux was the Emperor's man. He went where Napoleon sent him, and he performed his master's tasks with skill and pitiless efficiency. Now he was in Spain, sent there by the Emperor himself, and Colonel Leroux had just made a mistake. He knew it. He cursed himself for it, but he was also planning how to escape his self-imposed predicament. He was trapped. He had ridden with a cavalry escort to a miserable village huddled at the edge of the great plains of Lyon, and there had found his man, a priest. He had tortured the priest, stripping the skin inch by inch from the living body, and in the end, of course,